Gap's fall during the 2000s and 10s stems from problems much bigger than hip huggers. Chief among them is overexpansion. In the 80s and 90s, Gap had piled up revenue by opening thousands of new stores. This strategy was standard at the time. "The market demanded that you open more doors," said Doug Stevens, a retail consultant based in Canada. "It wasn't even a choice that most companies had. In every earnings report, investors wanted to see how many new doors you had." By the early 2000s, it was clear that Gap had gone too far. "The hardest thing for a brand to do is maintain what makes them special and yet sell to the entirety of the world," said retail analyst Simeon Siegel, noting that Nike may be the only apparel retailer in the U.S. currently managing that. "For any brand of that size, it's a challenge to train so many new staff and keep tabs on how stores were doing, while preventing newly opened stores from siphoning sales away from established locations." Could retailers like Gap have foreseen these problems? Cohen believes so. "It was a train wreck that could have been seen at the end of a long tunnel, but nobody was acting on it," he told me. "What they might not have been able to anticipate was the rise of e-commerce. As consumers have moved their shopping habits online in recent years, numerous once mighty American department stores and popular mall brands have crumbled under the weight of their massive property portfolios, a problem that has only got worse during the pandemic. The British High Street has undergone its own meltdown during COVID, with Topshop owner Arcadia Group entering administration and Marks & Spencer accelerating store closures. Besides its excessive number of stores, Gap's offering, classic clothing for middle-class customers, no longer fitted the moment. As wealth inequality in the U.S. grew, discount retailers TJ Maxx and Ross continued to prosper, and fast fashion brands like Forever 21, H&M, and Zara drew away shoppers with their inexpensive runway-inspired clothing. "I think that by the early 2000s, the writing was on the wall. If you're a mid-tier brand looking for middle-class consumers, you're going to have an increasingly difficult time," said Stevens.